BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast on Bumbaleo Wednesday. That's on. There's also a new weather term that they're using on ITV. We have a dangerous new game called Phone Chicken. Dangerous because we had to call one of our bosses with it. And off of Twilight and Cuckoo, Taylor Lautner joins us and plays Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills. Am I whistling again?
No, you're all fine now. I think you've just got this kind of hangover of paranoia.
Bit paranoid about the old tooth situation. It's all good, though. Arctic Monkeys, yeah, says Mark from Ashby. Good one, that. Also, Lou in Preston's been on saying, not been able to listen live for ages because started a new job. Scott Mills Daily Podcast has been good, but there's something magical about listening live. Can't wait for a Bumbaleo today. I am so ready. Lou, that's going to be on later. So Bumbaleo Wednesday, we've got Real or No Real today, played by a Hollywood star. Taylor Lautner is going to join us, 3:10 on the show, and we're going to play Real or No Real with him later.
I've got a bit of a strange situation with that guy, in the sense that at the once I was seeing someone who had posters of him all over their wall.
Mm. Oh, okay, right. So, like, while you were with her in the room...
Which was weird.
There were pictures of Taylor everywhere.
Really weird.
Yeah, let's not mention that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Some of you may have noticed this last night on ITV. One of my favourite weather forecasters on that channel, Alex Beresford. Good afternoon, Alex, if you're listening.
Yeah, only one of them, though.
Yes. And, well, a lot of people have sent this in to us, haven't they?
Yes, we've got several tweets, several emails, including Carol, who sent a link to us by email. But I actually saw loads of people talking about this on Twitter last night as well.
There's a brand new weather term that, well, I don't know about you, but I've certainly never heard it before. So listen out for the special type of rain that is moving in.
It's going to turn the showers on the wintry side, even to some lower levels. So they here are probably looking at a kind of slushy mix of wintry showers.
So very wintry showers, but who knew they were called that? And it's not the only time he said it either, so it wasn't a mistake.
To the hills, and as I say, some slushy showers at lower levels.
No, sorry, but I don't know what it is. Have you ever heard of them?
No, but I mean, it is. It's the weather is cold. It's very rainy.
Yes, it is. It's very cold.
And when you've
got
a lot of rain, I suppose there is a collective term for it. And I wasn't aware that was it.
Naughty showers.
I wasn't aware that was it.
No. It can't be a mistake. There were lots of people tweeting Alex last night going, are you sure you mean this? Has he replied to any of them? He's not really,
also,
has he?
Also, Alex is an expert.
Yeah, he's a meteorological expert.
Yeah.
He knows what he's talking about. So if that's what the showers are called, I'm going to believe him. Just wasn't expecting it.
To the hills, and as I say, some slushy showers at lower levels.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's when you get requests for what to go in the gap for Bumbaleo Wednesday that you realise sometimes how weird this show is. Craig's just requested for the gap today in Bumbaleo, the dinosaurs saying yes.
Yes.
That happened.
Well, we can do that.
Yep.
A lot of people want stuff that Charlie Sloth said yesterday.
I don't think that's wise. I mean, some of it could make it. I'd rather leave the rest behind, if that's okay. I mean, it obviously went out on air yesterday, but I'd rather not replay it, if you know what I'm saying. Any other requests? Good bits from the show that you want to hear again in the gap for Bumbaleo after 2 o'clock, 8:11:99.
The Brit's British Breakthrough Act, supported by BBC Radio 1.
The Brit Awards are nearly here. It's next week. Got so many good memories from the Brits in the past, you know. Like when I went out for some fresh air last year and missed Madonna. Like the most exciting thing that happened of the night. Thankfully, she was okay.
And then I suppose you've got some really hazy memories as well.
Well, on that boat, do you remember with Professor Green?
Oh, the boat one was amazing. I was never allowed back on that again.
Well, I've not been on it since. Anyway, I can't wait for next week. Next Wednesday from 4 p.m, Greg James and Alice Levine are going to be backstage. They're going to be everywhere, getting access that the TV just won't get. They'll be in every nook, every cranny, with loads of stars and loads of gossip. They've got basically access all areas pass. So if you listen to Radio 1, you'll hear them absolutely everywhere in the big build-up to the Brits.
And Alice is the best at this game as well.
So good. So if you want to stand a chance of being at the Brits with us next week, listen to Radio 1 this weekend. Make no other plans. Just listen to Radio 1 this weekend. You could be going to the Brits. Listen at the weekend, they'll tell you how. All this week, though, We're asking you to vote for the Brit Awards 2016 Best British Breakthrough Act, supported by Radio 1. Five acts to choose from: Catfish and the Bottlemen, James Bay, Jess Glynn, Wolf Alice, and Years and Years. Alice has your details on how to vote.
To vote for the Brits British Breakthrough Act, supported by BBC Radio 1, you can vote online by going to the Radio 1 website, or you can vote on Twitter by using the following hashtags. The Catfish and the Bottlemen. Tweet using the hashtag BritBreakCatfish. If you ever wanna be in love. For James Bay, tweet using the hashtag BritBreakJamesBay. For Jess Glynn, tweet using the hashtag BritBreakJessGlynn. For Wolf Alice, tweet using the hashtag BritBreakWolfAlice. And for Years and Years, tweet using the hashtag BritBreakYears. You can only vote once, and voting will close at 7pm on Friday the 19th of February. Terms and conditions can be found at bbc.co.uk/radio1. To cast your vote online, you'll be redirected to the Brit Awards website and subject to their vote terms and conditions and privacy policy.
The Brits British Breakthrough Act, supported by BBC Radio 1.
I do like it when she's authoritative like that.
Mm. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've noticed something about one of the team here that's been stressing me out recently. I'd like to bring it to the table.
One of the team that's on the show?
That works on this show.
Okay. Is this something that can be shared, or do you want to tell me off the radio?
No, I'll tell you now.
Okay.
So what he does is, the bit that annoys me is when he's ringing people.
Mm. What, to be on the show in that?
To be on the show. So yeah. Sometimes it's famous people, sometimes it's just listeners that have wanted to get in touch, but he has to do a lot of these phone calls.
Yeah.
What he does every time is when the phone's ringing, he says, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up.
Oh, no. And there's a chance they're going to hear that.
Well, yeah, I guess that is actually quite annoying as well. I mean, what annoys me personally is just let it ring. Do you know what I mean? You know how little things start to bug you about people when you work with them? And I know he's sitting right next to me now, and this seems maybe a bit out of order, but he's nodding along as if he agrees. Mm.
I have actually heard him do it in the office also.
Pick up, pick up, pick up.
Normally it'll be on speakerphone, so you can hear it going, brr, brr, yeah.
That's what the ringing noise is for. You don't need to do your own
pick up,
version.
Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up.
He's also way too confident when he calls. So because he has to do so many phone calls, what he does is he'll just be talking. So
I like it that you're talking about him like he's not here.
No, he's nodding along. He completely agrees. Sometimes he talks, but I always think that's so risky because sometimes he might be having to call someone really famous. Mm. It's happened recently with someone really, really, really famous. And he's there talking all about them, saying, I'm not much of a fan myself. like really, really bold stuff.
And one time, they're going to pick up and they're going to hear what he's saying.
Well, normally they pick up and by then, he's just finished. But I think, you know,
it's a risky game.
That can go so wrong because you could miss a ring, you might not hear the phone picking up. And then you've just said something very insulting to someone very famous.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard him say stuff like, don't even know what we're getting him on the show, to be honest, that kind of thing.
But it's like he's doing it as his own little challenge whilst the phone's ringing.
Keeps it interesting, doesn't it, you know?
So anyway, this has given me an idea for today's show.
Oh, God.
I thought, why don't we take something that's actually quite irritating and annoying and turn it into a game?
Okay.
Because it is quite exciting. I mean, however much I find myself sort of head and hands going, why is he talking to them like that? I do think to myself, this is tense.
Mm.
And therefore, that is the foundation, surely, to something that we could maybe try.
So it's kind of like, it's like phone chicken, isn't it, really?
Well, this is what I'd like to introduce to you, a kind of phone chicken, if you will. We call someone up. We both have to take it in turns to say a phrase whilst the phone is ringing.
Okay.
But something controversial, not like...
Hello.
Not pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up.
Okay.
We got to take it in turns. And then at some point, that phone is going to be answered, right?
What happens when they answer?
And when they answer, whoever it's landed on has to then say that phrase nice and clearly and boldly.
It's kind of like awful pass the parcel.
It is. It is.
Or musical chairs.
It's exactly like that.
Oh.
But quite tense, I think, depending on who you do this with.
Okay.
So for the trial of this game, I thought perhaps we could do this on one of the bosses here.
Hmm.
Because it's big from us. Do you know what I mean? We would care.
It's a big entry into the game, isn't it? Which boss are you thinking?
I'm thinking that maybe we go for Joe today, our boss Joe.
You see, I like Joe, and he's a big boss here. I'm slightly scared of him.
I'm respectfully scared of him.
Yeah, I respect him a lot.
As in, we should say this right now. Joe, if you end up listening to this back, we really respect you.
We do.
We really, really respect you.
Mm. And that's why we've chosen you as the first person.
But it's that kind of situation where if you're going to the toilet and you see him walking towards the toilet, you'll turn around and go back, won't you? Because you don't want to say the wrong thing in front of him.
Well, it's more than your job's worth not to turn back.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe, it is then.
Yeah.
How do we know what phrase to say?
So one of the team here is going to hand us an envelope with a phrase in it, and we've just got to go with it. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you why this is exciting is because this is a big boss here and we really want to impress him. Obviously, yeah. We really, really want to impress him.
So what we do here is we take it in turns to say the phrase that's in this envelope that we're about to open. And then when he answers, whoever was speaking has to say the phrase loud and clear.
Potentially cringe, but also it makes you feel alive.
Mm, it's tense. Okay, someone's just handed me this envelope. Let me just open the envelope. No, I can't say that to him.
Yeah? I haven't seen it yet. Do you want to turn around to me? Oh, here we go. Okay, say it.
You're a terrible boss.
You're a terrible boss.
You're a terrible boss.
Stop You're it. A terrible boss.
You're a terrible boss.
You're a terrible boss.
You're a terrible boss.
Stop. You're a terrible boss.
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 The person you are calling is unable to take your call.
You're a terrible boss. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not leaving you a message.
Okay. Call him back?
Yeah.
So in that instance, that would have been you.
Oh, brilliant.
This is annoying, though. Do we go for a different boss or do we try again?
I think we try again. Also, stop leaving so many gaps.
Listen.
Playing a tactical game
as
there,
as long as
Stark.
I get the name out, it's fine. Oh.
Okay.
Do we go again?
Yeah, but stop leaving gaps so much. Go again.
My heart's pumping a bit. I didn't expect it to start ringing so quickly.
You're a terrible boss.
You're a terrible boss.
Terrible boss.
You're a terrible boss.
Hello? Hello?
Joe?
Yes?
You're a terrible boss. Joe? It's Chris Stark.
Do you want to come and see me about that after your show? You're on air, right?
Yeah, we're on air at the moment.
Okay. Just come and see me afterwards, yeah?
I'll see you afterwards. All right, bye. Fine.
That's really fine. Is he gone?
I think he's gone.
He's gone.
Do you want to come and see me afterwards about that? What?
I really thought it was going to be me then, and you spoke again. he answered.
I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure we can explain this.
Yeah. Just say it's a game it's for the show, right?
It's a game. That's it. It is a game. It's fine. The Scott
Mills Daily. Okay, so if you've not heard this before, we do a thing on the show called Bumbleo Wednesday. I don't even know. Like, I was in bed last night thinking, it's ridiculous that this is still happening. Anyway, because it's Wednesday and we're like halfway through the week, it's downhill to the weekend. What we do is we play Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings and we play it loud. So you get like the tease, then you get some bits of the show that you request, then the drop kicks in and we all go for it to Bumbleo. Make sense?
It's a tradition now.
It is. Let's go. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Got hot sauce in my bag.
No, I want you to do it in your accent.
Well, what is that?
Just your normal voice. Just say it.
I've got hot sauce in my bag.
Doesn't sound good, does it?
I mean, if you wanted to bond with your cat, I don't know how else you would do that.
Stroke it and buy it nice treats.
Shall we soft there?
There we go.
Okay. All right, gotta go. Love you, bye. Love you, bye. Love you, bye. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Some weirdos from the Who game earlier in the week there.
Hello.
Joe?
Yes?
You're a terrible boss. Joe?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Bumbleo, Bumbleo,
Welcome to Bumble Ale Wednesday. Look at that, Lucy off of Bolton, straight in there, bumbling her muddy wellies off in a field, walking dogs, sore with a new tattoo. Katie bumbling on her last day off before work again tomorrow. Tom in Doncaster having it large because we're halfway through the week. It's Wednesday. Still need to book that girl off of Take Me Out for the clappy bit.
I've done it again. I forgot again. Oh, rubbish.
One job. James and Tom and team bumbling in Birmingham. Jeff and Zoe bumbling in the office. So happy we're halfway to the weekend. Yeah, you are. And Rob, bumbling on his JCB off of Mid Wales. Hello, Alan.
I worry I featured too much in the gap today.
Yeah. It was quite a lot, quite you heavy in the gap. Alan's an area manager for a brand that rhymes with roster. Please, Bumbleo, I'm dying for the toilet and I don't want to miss it. I'm doing it now. I think that's an old text. Are you ready? Let's sing it again. Bumbleo, Bumbleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bumbleo, Bumbleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
40 of those.
And this is where we need to Take Me Out, Clappy Bum Girl.
Clappy Bum Girl. Loving the gap with Charlie Slough today. Rich bumbling away in Cornwall. Danny and Lee going mad for it in Harrogate. Colin says, enjoying Chris's last ever Bumbleo. We don't know about that yet.
Good point.
Meeting with the boss at 4 o'clock.
I'm going to go big on this last bit just in case.
Okay,
though.
Join me. Catherine in Cheshire. Sam picking up a new car. And Wally trucking home.
I see. Please don't suck me.
Blazing.
Scott Mills Daily.
Battle of the Bangers. I pick a song, he picks a song. We both think they're brilliant. Neither of us know what each song is until we press play on it. Intrigued as to what yours is today, actually. I don't think mine can be beaten.
Yeah, you're very confident about your one today. After yesterday's fiasco, though, with me.
Yeah, you went really random yesterday and chose Gorilla by Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Not one of his best.
Whereas you did choose a proper banger in Cupid's Chokehold. You won fair and square yesterday.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Bolton.
Yes, to Bolton. How's it going today? Yeah.
Yes. Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Are you at work, at home, or what?
I've just finished work.
What do you do?
I'm a dog walker.
Of course you are.
Is that chaos?
Yes, it can be. Up to 6 dogs at a time, yeah.
And how many dogs have you had today?
I've had about 11.
11 today?
Yeah.
This is full time?
Yep.
So, like, do you take them all out at once, right, for a walk?
I'm insured for up to 6 at a time.
You can't take 11 dogs out. That's insane.
That's what I mean. It's like, it's mad, isn't it? Dog walking.
They're taking you for a walk at that point.
Extreme dog walking.
I'm on the little as well, so I do get dragged about a bit.
Right, so you know about this. I pick a song, he picks a song. You decide what's best, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So today, I've gone for... I'm so excited about this. I've gone for... Yeah? What a voice, what a talent. The incredible Amy Winehouse from Back to Black, the album. The music speaks for itself.
Wow, I know.
Or,
if it is my final show, I think this is fitting.
Oh, it's good.
It's end credits, Chasing Status and Plan B.
Oh.
This used to actually be my favourite last song on a night out. You know where you start singing, one more song. This would be my favourite one when it comes. I have some proper hazy memories to this.
Lucy.
Good choices. Very good choices. I hope it's not your last show, Chris, by the way.
Thank you.
It all depends on the meeting at 4.
We'll see how it goes.
Ooh, sketchy. Okay. Both very good choices.
Come on.
Don't be intimidated.
intimidated. But I'm. Can I tell my decision now?
Mm-hmm. That's what we want.
Okay, I'm going to have to go with Scott. I'm so sorry, Chris, but Amy Winehouse, come on.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab.
Still sounds so good. That is a classic of our time. Rehab, Amy Winehouse on BBC Radio 1. A lot of people wanted your choice today, though, as well. End credits is amazing. That's one of the ones that you should put back in now and again, I think.
Okay, fine. We'll put it back into competition maybe in a couple of weeks.
I mean, yesterday, like, everyone had the right idea, because Gorilla is a rubbish Bruno Mars song. Rubbish. Yeah, like, the worst.
I agree. And actually, when I heard it on the radio, it was at that point I realised this is a mistake.
As soon as you heard it, like, yesterday, we're like, oh, actually, this, no, it's not as good as I remember, is it?
But this, this was a good battle today.
Yeah, fair and square, I think.
I can't help but feel Plan B gets a rough deal out of this game.
I know. I'm not paying anybody. It's just the way that everyone's like, oh, are you paying these listeners? No, no, no. They choose what they want to hear. That's all.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Taylor Lautner, good afternoon.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
We've heard, Taylor, that you really like kind of British isms. What are the key words that you like that we use that maybe you don't have in the US?
Cheeky.
Cheeky is good.
Yep.
Cheeky can be used in so many different ways.
Yeah, that's where I'm confused. Mm. Is I've tried using it in certain ways, and friends of mine here have been like, no, it doesn't work like that.
Well, why have you used it wrong, do you think?
You know what? No, cheers is the one that I use incorrectly. Cheeky is the one I just don't. What is the definition?
Cheeky is a very tricky situation in the UK.
Yeah, it is. Because you can say, oh, I'm going for a cheeky drink.
What does that mean?
I know.
A cheeky drink?
I agree. Why is it cheeky? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it. No. I like it, though.
Which is why I love the idea that you'd be using it wrong in places.
Right. You know?
Everywhere.
I'm going to go for a cheeky premiere.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to just watch the cheeky new season of Cuckoo.
Yeah.
But how do you use cheers wrongly, please?
I've tried using it as, like, goodbye. Like, I'm exiting in a room, and I'm just like, cheers.
That works.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it could be wrong if you're walking out the room. I think it depends how you say it. Because if you're walking out the room saying cheers, like you're having a drink.
Right.
But cheers is fine.
Yeah. Right.
As you leave.
But cheers can be, cheers is most commonly used as thank you.
Mm.
Mm. What about hello? No.
That's pretty standard, really.
Hello?
No, I mean, would you use cheers as hello?
No, you wouldn't walk into a room and go, cheers.
No.
Taylor, there's a Twitter account you need to follow. It's called Very British Problems.
Okay. Yes.
It's at So Very British. And we've talked about this, I think, a while ago. But the tweets on them are amazing because they say things like this. And they really sum up British problems very well. So this one, for example, Very British Problem. This was a couple of days ago. I honestly don't mind, as a phrase.
Right.
Translates to, if you don't choose the thing I want, I'll be terribly sad.
Yeah. But it's very British go, I honestly don't mind, but you really do mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's loads of them. You'll love this.
That's great. Very British problems.
Also, when Amy Schumer came in to chat to us, the first thing that Chris did was say, sorry, because that's what we do all the time. She sat down, she was like, hi, I'm Amy. And he went, sorry, I'm Chris. So why are you apologising?
Right, exactly.
I apologised for being me.
Basically, right? Sorry, I'm Chris.
It was like that. I don't know whether you want to talk about it, but I know that yesterday you attempted to break the world record for the most selfies taken in 3 minutes outside this building, outside the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
Go on then.
You just had to bring that up, didn't you?
I know, sorry.
Yeah, we were very, very close. It was an amazing turnout. There were so many fans that showed up.
And it was loads.
Yeah, it was great. But it was freezing cold. I felt so bad for them. And then, the record was 105 selfies. And we got 101.
Oh, no, I missed this. So what happened? Is it that people weren't taking them quick enough, or...?
Well, so I'm holding the phone the whole time, and it just, it's a line right. of the fans, and they just duck in, duck out, duck in, duck out. But the pictures can't be blurry. If they're blurry, it doesn't oh. count. You have to have the neck and the face in the picture. There's just like so many rules. Yeah. So a few of ours were disqualified, which left us with 101.
That's so annoying.
But I think in the future, I might give it another go.
Would that have been your first world record?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it sounded gutting. So good. Yeah. I was so excited.
That's gutting, isn't it? What, you yeah. need to think of something else to do.
Yeah, now. What else would you do? When I was filming Cuckoo, so I have this weird talent where I catch grapes with my mouth.
Okay.
And we... I did it every lunch, and we talked about breaking the world record for longest grape catch because we were awfully close, and somebody was like, hey, like, you're throwing this grape super far. I guarantee you there's a world record, and you're probably close to it. We looked it up. We were, and we considered doing it. So that might be the next one.
That's a team sport, though, because that relies on someone good throwing, right? So who on Cuckoo was throwing?
A buddy of mine that I had. But right. honestly, we got everyone involved.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And when did you discover you had that skill?
About 6 or 7 years ago on the second Twilight movie.
I was going to say, those long, boring days of
exactly.
filming.
Exactly, yeah. A lot of time to kill, so me and my friend Kristen Stewart would be bored and she would throw me grapes and I would catch them.
Was it just grapes?
No, I mean, I have tried a lot of things. I've tried apples, bananas.
Oh, it's quite a big fruit there.
Yeah, the banana.
Bananas, how does that even work?
It's all about the angle.
Would you be able to catch the...
Yeah.
I mean, they're quite long, bananas.
Yeah.
You would have to position your mouth in a really certain way.
Yeah, that's a specific one. That one's tough.
But, like you say, there's a lot of spare time during that filming, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely.
So, Series 3 of Cuckoo is playing now on BBC Three.
Right.
But this picks up 6 months after the 2014 Christmas special.
Yep.
And in that, if you watch the show, you'll know Rachel and Dale had split up.
Right. And Dale has disappeared.
So, yeah. Where's he gone?
Well, I can reveal that. He, for the past 6 months, he has been in Shanghai, China. Mm-hmm. And he's met some new friends. And when he shows back up in Litchfield, he's in a little bit of danger.
And BBC Three Online now, of course.
Yeah. Yep. So it's available now on BBC Three Online, and then it will be airing this coming Monday on BBC One.
And the good news is, if you've missed out on Cuckoo so far, I don't know where you've been, but if you have missed out, the whole of Season 1 and 2 is on BBC iPlayer, so you can watch when you want on demand, and Episode 1 of Season 3 is also on iPlayer right now, so there's no excuse not to catch up.
It's already on there.
Already on there now.
Right, that's news to me, because I was catching up on Season 1 again the other day.
Yeah.
Just because I just wanted to kind of relive it.
Right.
And it was a bit, this is why I'm fascinated about you saying that you've come back, where's it from this one? China.
Yeah.
But do you remember when you first turned up in Series 1?
Yeah.
You've got a complete lack of knowledge. You turn up with your own culture. And it was... Well, I can't remember what you were wearing, actually.
These, like, hideous mustard color short yellow
That's
shorts.
It, yeah.
And these, like, combat boots. And then I had the massive beard and the crazy hair. Yeah.
It's a great show.
So do you come back from this one with a similar kind of vibe? It's like you've learnt a lot.
I come back this one with a very specific vibe, but it's new and completely different than when you first meet me in Season 2.
Oh, right. Something's happened, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Something's happened.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Is it a significant change in you, or...?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yep, in my looks, in my personality, everything.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, I need to get on iPlayer.
Right? There's no excuse. Stop listening. Go watch it now.
Yeah. That's great. It must have been nice when you landed that role in Cuckoo, because it's like, oh, I don't have to take my shirt off much.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Exactly.
Well, and actually, you've probably not had to take it off for ages now, have you?
No. It's kind of been like a thing where I'm like, okay, does the role require me to take my shirt off? Because I've done that.
Yeah. I mean, when was the last time you took your shirt off?
It actually was the second season of Cuckoo. I had one small little scene.
And you must have been leafing through it going, okay, no shirt. Okay, this is good. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
They sneaked it in.
Yeah, they sneaked it in.
They did. Yeah. Those sneaky little
cheeky.
Well, cheeky. Level with me on this one. Do they draw extra stuff on you to make you look extra hench?
I wish. That would be helpful.
Are you suggesting that he's not that hench and they draw it on?
Yeah, that was a strong suggestion right there. That was pretty cheeky.
Draw on the abs.
No, what I'm saying is, if I was on one of these shows, I always wondered, can they make me look extra buff?
And you have to have something to work with in the first place. Am I right, Taylor?
You gotta have something to work with, but you know.
You can't just draw. Do you remember that guy on Big Brother that had it was like a plastic ab thing that you just attached it.
What?
Yeah, it looks convincing though. It didn't. We're looking forward to seeing season 3. It looks like so much fun to do. That show.
It's a blast.
Taylor, it's good chatting with you. I would also like to play our game with you that we do every day on the show called Real or No Real. Basically, it's three facts, some real, some not. You just got to guess what it is.
Oh, all right. I got this.
We're going to do this about 3:45, so you're right to stick around.
Yeah, perfect. Let's do it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Taylor Lautner's here on Radio 1 with us. Hi.
Hey, what's up? Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Real or No Real with Taylor Lautner starts now. Here's your first fact.
Posting photos of your food on Instagram.
Now, is that voice playing with your mind?
Yeah, that was intense.
Yeah. What did he just say?
Posting photos of your food on Instagram makes you less likely to remember the meal.
Get that? I can say it.
Are you just hearing the voice?
Yeah.
Posting photos of your food on Instagram makes you less likely to remember the meal.
Well, I don't understand why that would be the case, because surely if you upload pictures of your food on Instagram, you're always going to remember the meal.
But I think what they're saying, it's a bit like when you go to like a gig and let's say you're going to see Beyonce and you spend your whole time behind your phone watching the gig instead of actually living in the moment of the gig. So this could be the same with your food. Hmm. You're on the phone all the time snapping it, but you're watching it through your phone. You're not being with the food.
Are you that guy, Taylor? Are you the kind of guy that just takes loads of pictures of your food?
No, I don't do food pictures.
No.
Yep.
Was that a rule?
Yep. I'm against it.
Anything else you're against?
that's so broad.
On Instagram.
No, that's it.
Just food.
Just no food.
Okay. Oh, I've got a question for you. Mm-hmm. If you were going to impress someone, right, mm-hmm. and you could go to one picture in your phone, like I've got a picture of me and Rihanna from ages ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I always go to that if someone says, you know, what's the coolest thing you've done? Mm-hmm. What would your go-to picture be?
I have a picture of me and Elton, which yes. I'm very proud of. He's awesome. So,
when was that?
That was 6 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I went and saw him, and he's great.
You just went and saw him?
I just went and saw him.
Did you go to a gig or his house? Or?
Yeah, no, I went to a gig.
And then he's like, yeah, come back afterwards. That's awesome.
Yeah, saw him backstage. Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's a legend. He's from the same area as me.
Okay.
So I like to think that we had a very similar kind of upbringing, and then we sort of went off on two separate paths.
Different directions.
At some point we might meet again.
Yeah.
I mean, the directions, they really went off, didn't they?
I mean, I think he's a legend.
Mm. But that's a good one. I would whip out that picture of Elton all the time.
Yep.
But does posting photos of your food on Instagram make you less likely to remember the meal? Chris, real or no real?
I'm not 100% sure about this one, but I'm going to go no real.
I'm no real as well. I just don't. I get the... No, I don't think so.
That one is real.
What? Oh.
Scientists have revealed that taking a photo of an event instead of concentrating on it fully prevents memories from taking hold, meaning you are less likely to remember meals. So you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, right.
You're actually
eating
the food.
Meals. Yeah.
And next.
A man in Spain didn't turn up to work for 6 years without bosses realising.
So there's a guy in Spain and he's got a job but just doesn't go there for 6 years.
Okay, and the bosses just didn't know. They're just like, where's he gone?
Come on, 6 years is a long time without your boss realising. Like, we've all had times, you know, we've gone to the loo a bit longer than we should have, and they haven't realised. But, I mean...
6 years is a little different story.
You've got Kristen Stewart throwing grapes in your mouth on Twilight 2. None of the bosses noticed. But, like, 6 years is ages.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I don't think it is, so I'm going not real.
Yeah, I think this is no... I mean, 6 years, and then at some point... At the end of that 6 year period, they've gone, actually, where's so and so? You know, like that's absurd. No,
there's no way.
That one is real.
Ugh. Oh, we're horrible.
We're doing
this.
Horrible at this.
We're not doing great.
Joaquin Garcia.
We have to get one of these.
Failed to turn up to work for 6 years and was only found out when he was given an award for loyal service.
What?
What? But even though he wasn't there for 6 years, fair play to the man.
It just shows you, they just hand out them awards. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, seriously.
And finally,
when NFL team the New York Jets came to play in the UK, they brought their own toilet roll.
So massive. Whoa. NFL side here, New York Jets.
This is more your one here, Taylor. Why would they do that?
I don't know. Mm. Do you guys not have good toilet rolls?
Well, I don't know. You must have checked.
I think they're fine.
Yeah? You didn't use it and think, no, this is inferior?
No. I definitely didn't cross my mind.
Never thought we'd be having this chat today.
I know, right?
And you're so jet lagged.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. This is weird.
You love so many British things. I've read so many interviews where you, and heard so many interviews where you like British things. What is it you don't like? Is there anything?
How cold it is today?
Yeah, well, that's,
tell me.
I mean, that's obvious, yeah. But I don't know. I like the seasons. In LA, you kind of just have one season.
Sun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't complain about that, but today it's freezing, yeah, at the moment here.
Yeah, it's a little chilly.
Yeah. Is there anything that you take with you every time you travel? Because you have to travel a lot.
Yeah. I often have an American football with me.
Mm-hmm.
I played American football my whole life. And it's kind of like a comfort thing. So I do often have one of those on.
Do you sleep with it?
Sometimes.
Travel pillow?
Yeah.
Better than those neck ones.
What's your comfort thing then? Small teddy bear or something,
no.
Is it? Photo of yourself?
No.
What?
Photo of yourself.
I don't know. I do take the same moisturiser everywhere.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Interesting.
That's where me and Taylor are different.
That's
he takes
fair.
A football, I take
you
a...
You take moisturiser.
Anyway, so the New York Jets, they come to the UK, so they bring their own toilet roll with them in separate luggage.
It just seems excessive to me, and I don't see what the problem would be with the toilet roll here. So I'm going to say no real.
Taylor.
And to make this interesting, I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yay!
Yes. So they brought with them 350 rolls. It's rumoured that the New York Jets thought that the UK version was too thin.
What? That's hilarious. A fair amount to get through as well.
Yeah.
Good luck to them.
I mean, I hope. Good luck with that. I hope they were here a long time. At the end of that round of real or no real, Chris.
It's so low scoring, but I got nothing. Taylor got 10.
So you still won.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
Winner's a win.
Hey, listen, you can get all of season 1 and 2 to catch up of Cuckoo Now on BBC iPlayer, and the first episode where Taylor is strangely different playing Dale is available right now. That's season 3, episode 1 for you on iPlayer. Been a pleasure to meet you today. Thank
you
very much.
Yeah,
really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Taylor. You're up to date. Those are Wednesday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.